Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Vinci. I'm going to be your host on this Wednesday, and it is the 11/11/2020. On this Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m., we are broadcasting once again live from Henrico County, and today is Wednesday's Why. And we do this show three times a week, at the same time, on the same stations, in the hope to share information with you and those that you know that's going to help empower you, motivate you, and inspire you to take control of your family's financial future so that you can live a life of abundance and, most importantly, help others along the way. It's been said, you can only keep what you have by giving it away. It's also been said that the more people you help get what they want and need, the more things you can get what you want and need. So my name is Kwame Benton. I'd like to welcome you to our podcast radio show. We broadcast this on several outlets. So today is Wednesday's Why. I just want to ask everybody here in this group, because we are broadcasting in the Gold Cup Network, Gold Cup Network Warriors group on Facebook. And we just recently changed that name to Warriors. And for those who do not know what that means, it's an acronym for Working at Receiving Residual Income Over Regular Salary. Because I've heard it said also that profits make your fortune. A salary, a job, can make you a living. So what happened to your dreams? A lot of people in this particular group opened up a free gold savings account maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, and haven't saved not one iota, tenth of a gram of money. Because if you don't have gold, it's plain and simple, you don't have any money. Because gold is money. J.P. Morgan said that in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress right before the Federal Reserve was created, which for those who do not know, is not a federal government entity. It's a private banking cartel that controls the monetary system of the USA and basically the world now, along with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Two of the biggest scams that have ever been pulled over our eyes, because the U.S. dollar and all the currency tied to it is not real money. You know, Mike Delco, Mark Maloney, and several others defined gold as a safe store of value. I mean, money is a safe store of value and wealth, which is gold. And it must be worth more of same in the future as it is today, which is gold. The dollar is a fiat currency. Historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero in value. So eventually, the dollar is going to be worthless. But you opened up a gold savings account and never started exchanging your paper cotton for real money gold, something that's eternal. You see, this right here, for those who see this video, is a tenth of a gram. No, this is a gram of gold, 999.924 karat gold embedded in this plastic container. You know, a couple of years ago, this was maybe about, I would say, $10 to $15 less in value. So it's increased in value. I didn't do anything with it. I just had it shipped home, and I just been holding on to it. Now, this is a $50 Federal Reserve note. And it has lost its value since this year, and it has lost its value since it was created 98% of its value. This is constantly going this way, down, and this is constantly going up in value. So ask yourself, why did you open up a gold savings account and have not saved any gold? Because a lot of you may think that you're buying gold. You're not buying anything. All you're simply doing is exchanging a piece of paper that's made out of cotton fiber for real money, gold, God's money, something that was created when the planet was created, something that's going to be here long before we are gone. And so a lot of people probably say, well, what good is it going to do me when I'm gone? Well, it's going to do your children or your children's children or all of them a whole lot of good. Because this is how you can build generational wealth. Generational wealth is the missing ingredient among most of us. None of us got a nice piece of bag when we turned 18, like the Jewish community does at their bar mitzvahs or whatever they call those things. You know, that doesn't happen among us because we never learned what real money is. The school system is not going to teach you this because it wasn't designed to teach you to become a free human being on this planet. You see, there are people in this industry who are free, not by making money off of people, but by helping others make money so we all make money together so everybody wins. This is the most common thing that anybody could ever do. Let me repeat that because we had a little technical problem. This is the most common sense thing that anybody could ever do. It is. So it just blows me, my mind, when I think, what is wrong with my people? Why can't they see that as long as they continue to dabble in this cotton, they'll never be able to get wealthy, and they'll never be able to pass on generational wealth? I know some people are into real estate, which is great. That's fine. But you know, right now during this pandemic, there's a lot of people who own properties, small businesses who are renting properties to families who are not getting their rent. So a lot of them is going to have to lose that house. A lot of people are going to be evicted. A lot of people are going to suffer in the very near future because this economy, this capitalism, this system that we've been under for so long, it's collapsing. It's collapsing right before our eyes. Most of us can't see it because we've been distracted by this election of the next person that's going to be the head for the corporate establishment that runs this country. You see, it's not the government. It's not your politicians that are running this country. It is the banking system. When you go to a city, you tell me, what is the biggest buildings that you see downtown? They're the banks. They are the banks. And so you can become your own gold savings bank. You can put your family back on a gold standard that Nixon took us off in 1971 so that he can continue to fund the Vietnam War that devastated our black community by sending our brothers over to Vietnam, coming back home strung out on heroin, with no jobs because we were in another recession. But the people just don't know history. They don't know economics. And so they don't save in gold. But you know, there's no excuse. I mean, you did open up a gold savings account, right? Why did you open it up and haven't saved not a tenth of a gram of gold? This right here is a tenth of a gram of gold. This is the Gabriel Freedom card that is rewarded to people in this group for helping people get on the road to freedom, along with several books. And this is one of the books that we give away with that as a gift. The Dream Chasers Manifesto, written by Mr. Ty Best, a legend in this industry, who's been a free man in this country for over 25 years. He gets up when he feels like it. He goes where he wants to go when he wants to go. He does what he wants to do when he wants to do. His son, who's 30-something years old, has never, ever applied for a job. That's why we need to start thinking outside the box in this new industry. The industry of the 21st century, network marketing, has been around for a while, but people, this is the business for the now and for the future. And this company we're with, Freebay, we don't sell any products, business, services, really. We share information to teach people the power of gold to help get them free from the current system of debt, wage slavery, and overtaxation. This is the best business opportunity that you can think of, because we're not buying or we're not selling lotions or potions or travel packages. All we're doing is exchanging cotton for gold and storing it to start making money while we sleep. Like Warren Buffett said, if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you will work until the day you die. I say you're going to work until you can't work no more. Some of us are going to get old, or some of us are going to get sick, and we ain't going to be able to work anymore. So what are you going to do? You know, there was a study done by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for people over age 65, 100 people over age 65, right? This is an average. Only one is wealthy, and only four of those 100 are able to retire. There's about 63 of them that's living off of Social Security or charity. And Social Security, please believe me, is a joke. And 29 are deceased. Which one is going to be you? Will you be wealthy? Will you be able to retire? Because, you know, I know quite a few people who thought they could retire at that age and are still working. We weren't born to just go to work and pay bills and die. We were here for a divine purpose. So what is your why? And what is your dreams? And I want to recommend one more book here also called A Pot to Piss In, written by Mabwiwe Aja Ashange. A Pot to Piss In, okay? And this is an excellent book. The subtitle is Generational Wealth Planning for Black People. Now, this isn't just for black people, but most of the people in this group are, and the most people that I know are. So I'm directing this to my people who want more out of life than going to work and paying bills. We're looking for dreamers, okay? We want people who want to do more than just becoming a wandering generality and waiting until they go to the next round. There's a whole lot to be done. It's up to you to determine what is your why. My why is to make sure that my grandchildren don't have to go through what most of us have gone through, looking and begging for a job and being mentally and spiritually and economically abused in this system that's not designed for us to become wealthy. It's designed for us to become good, obedient workers until the day we die and leave nothing but debt to our loved ones. You see, when your pension, when you die, it's gone. When you die, that Social Security is gone. But you see, this business that we have, it's a willable part of your estate. So if you build this business and you start creating that residual income, because that's what we are, warriors, income over regular salaries. In this group, there is several opportunities for you to make money from the comfort of your home, reduce your tax burden, and help others along the way. It's up to you. What direction are you headed? Are you headed back to beg for a job for somebody and do something that you hate? Or are you headed towards freedom, the opportunity for you to live a life of abundance and help others along the way? We'll be back here Friday at the same time. You know, we have training every day, presentations every day, 12 noon. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, plug in to win. You can plug in or you can clock in. The choice is yours, coordinate Michigan. Peace, power, love. Be safe. Be well. I'm Ray Benson. I'm out.